Everybody is a podcast.
Welcome in, everyone. Hope you guys had a good weekend. A couple of weeks took a little break there. Sometimes that happens. So back after a little bit, and yay, yeah.
Jay Wiggy, take out the trash.
Good to be back. Grant Mills. Yeah, nice little breather. I was out of town for some work shit, professional training, if you will, up in the frigid, cold, northeastern United States. Good to be back. Came back at a good time, got away from the snow up there right before, a day or two before that came in, and, you know, good to be back on the podcast with all you guys.
Yeah. So, how was the North?
Wasn't too bad. I was in Northern New Jersey for work. You know, it's the vision of New Jersey is very much Newark and close to New York City and the hustle and bustle. Where I was at, it was very woody and rural. I mean, it was up close to the New York state line and, nothing exciting going on. I mean, honestly, I was working and doing training during the day and then catching up on some of my actual files at night, trying to make the time pass. And it passed slowly. But on the weekend, I did escape. I went into Rhode Island for Friday night, did a little run over there Saturday morning, then drove up to Vermont for Saturday night. And I'll tell you, man, Vermont was really cool. Burlington was extremely cool. A place I would 100% go back. You know, I wanted to visit because I had never been to either of those places, Rhode Island or Vermont. So now I've knocked out all the Northeastern New England states on my travels. And yeah, cool little town, Burlington. So would go back there in a heartbeat. Rhode Island, nah, where I was at, it was okay. Well, can't recommend it as a destination to go to. But if you're ever up near Cumberland, Rhode Island, it's not the worst place I've been.
I've been to Burlington Coat Factory.
You know what? I was wondering if that was... It has to be, right? Surely? Burlington? Vermont?
I don't know. Maybe.
Gotta be. Gotta be some crossover there. But yeah, cool place. Came back through Sunday after hanging out in Burlington. And went to... stopped at Sleepy Hollow, New York, where the legend of Sleepy Hollow was written. And man, talk about a depressing place. That was not exactly what I was thinking it was going to be.
Oh, man. Any hoes?
No. And if there were, man, there wasn't anybody. The Northeast, you know, they're very... And I don't want to start swiping at a segment of the population on this show, but I think their style is a little different than what we're accustomed to. Let's just say that. So, but yeah, good travels. Good to be back. Good to be back on Everybody Has a Podcast with Grammy. And how about you? Did you took both weeks off? You didn't go solo? How was the past 2 weeks?
Not too bad, man. Just a lot of work. And got out a little bit. Going to the bar a little bit. You know, and other shit, man. You know, just regular doings, I guess, man. Going out, nothing too crazy.
Yeah, lots of doings going on. Lots of goings and doings going on.
Yeah. So.
Let's just do that for an hour and a half. What the hell is this show?
This sucks.
What up, Willis?
What's up?
I'm glad we're back, dude. It's good to be on show, yeah.
Good to see you. How's your weeks off been?
Oh, pretty good, yeah. I'm just, you know, doing what I do, yeah.
That's cool. Glad everyone's back, and it's a good thing, you know? Gotta take a break every so often. Shit comes up, so you know how that is.
Oh, y'all are some pisses.
Hey. Oh, well, I did have sex with a girl this weekend.
Oh, lots of catching up to do. How'd that go?
Oh, yeah. Man, she was so dark, man. When she touched herself, it was like black-on-black crime.
Your show has been removed from the podcast listings.
Yeah, that's racist.
I can't take credit for that one. That's I actually got that one from Dave Chappelle. So, it was on the old Dave Chappelle. What was the name of that? Chappelle Show, duh. And so, God, that was fucking funny.
That was a great show.
Yeah, it really was. Really was. Oh, man. Did a lot of watching. I went back into the wrestling bag again. Because the new season of Dark Side of the Ring.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people talking about it. Who is it? Buff Bagwell is one of them. Is that right? Or
Buff Bagwell's the most interesting one this season, I think. And okay. One after that, I think the one after that is Terry Gordy.
Yeah.
Not that good, but the Buff Bagwell one was pretty good. And then WWE Legends, they had, it's a new season. And so they had Randy Orton so far, Scott Hall. And then the last one was, shit. Oh, DDP. Yeah.
Dallas Page.
The one on Scott Hall is really good. That was good.
Man, he was a cool dude, it seemed like. One of my favorites when I was young, and he was Razor Ramon. Great, obviously, in the NWO, just as Scott Hall. And, man, really, really, yeah, seemed like a cool dude. Huge impact on wrestling. So, man, sad that he died.
Yeah, it's a sad story. God, what a beast that, I mean, that dude was fucking beastly.
Yeah, what was he like, 6'7", 260?
Yeah, 6'7", yeah, God, he's huge. Yeah, he just looked like a fucking freak, a wrestler. I never was really into Razor Ramon, but definitely a recognizable character. And the whole NWO craze, when Hogan turned heel and they were, you know, in the WCW at that point.
God, that was huge. Best storyline ever in wrestling. And, man, they screwed that over. Jesus.
Yeah, it's an interesting, because what's his name was in there, too? He looks old. Eric.
Bischoff.
Eric Bischoff, yeah.
Yeah.
So he's in there talking about it. And, you know, that Scott Hall killed a guy back in the day.
I always heard that story, and I mean, I can believe it. What was the gist of that? What happened?
So they were at a strip club he was bouncing at, and he was seeing a girl there. I don't know if she was a stripper or what, but the guy, her ex-boyfriend came in with a gun, and they got to wrestling with it in the parking lot, and he takes the gun from him and then blows his head off. I think like on accident. But in the show, they go back to it every now and again. He can't get it. He's got PTSD from it, and oh man, it's that was something that haunted him up until his death. Looks like so. Yeah, man, that was a good one, man. That was a damn good one. So some of them are better than others. Like Randy Orton. I don't know. I guess, you know, he comes from wrestling lineage. But I don't know. I just didn't, it wasn't that interesting to me.
Yeah, he's right as I was getting out of wrestling, he was really breaking into it. So, not as interesting to me as well. I mean, it's cool because, yeah, he definitely comes from a wrestling background, wrestling family. But, man, I'm just, yeah, Buff Bagwell, though, Scott Hall. That's back in my day. I saw Buff Bagwell in person once. He was driving away from an event. Man, his arms were huge as hell back then. Yeah, big old dude.
Yeah, old Buff Bagwell.
Buff Bagwell.
Most of the more interesting characters are back in the 80s and 90s, early 90s. But DDP, that was a good one. And, you know, he helped Scott Hall get better before his kind of downfall, I guess. But watching it, I think it was due to COVID. I mean, he got trapped in the house and then going back to drinking, and then he fell and fucked his hip up. And that was kind of the beginning of the end.
Right.
Sad story, but, man, all those guys have some kind of shit like that. It's usually always... Except for like a couple of them, like I never heard anything about Mick Foley so much. There was another one, I can't even remember his name. Dark Side they did, but he was a big fat guy, but I can't remember. Man, I need to go back and look at that. But he was pretty straight laced. There's some of them that were straight laced, but most of them not so much.
Yeah, everybody has good things to say about Foley. He seems like the gem of the wrestling industry.
Yes. he was interesting. He had some interesting characters. So, back in the day, I never really got into it crazy, but I'd go through phases of watching it and stuff.
Yeah, I did too. I mean, I liked it. Huge fan for a long time, and then it just seemed like one day it petered out for me. Just wasn't. I lost that luster that it once was. And it was after WWF bought WCW and ECW, man. I mean, it wasn't as fun to me anymore. We've talked a little bit about it on the show, but I was a huge wrestling fan. And then, like I said, for some reason, it was like a light switch. It just, there was no competition. It was almost like the Attitude Era had ended. And it really did. That was the end of that. And I can't remember what they called the next generation, but, it just wasn't as fun to me. I loved when they had the Monday Night Wars. ECW was fun. ECW, I remember coming on like Saturday night, like 1 o'clock on some bullshit channel down south. I actually went to an ECW pay-per-view by myself when I was like 15 and bought a ticket. It was at the, wasn't the Civic Center, Batwell Auditorium. I think it was November to remember, because I believe I still have that ticket stub somewhere. Man, that was cool as hell seeing that in person. Like, back when they were actually, like, legit violent as shit. God, they weren't playing back then. So, yeah, man, it was cool. I think wrestling had its day. I don't know if it still has it, at least for me. I know there's still a lot of people into it, but, you know, just not my jam anymore. I wish it was, though, because it was fun to watch. You ever watch it now? At all?
Nah.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know. There's nobody. Brian Pillman Jr., I think, is, AEW or something. I don't know. I don't know, man. They just, their characters aren't as cool. But, like, his, you know, reason I mentioned him is because his dad had a dark side, and that whole thing was kind of crazy.
Yeah, Pillman was pretty cool dude to watch back in the day, too. I was actually a pretty... I say a big Brian Pillman fan. I wasn't a huge Brian Pillman fan, but I liked his character, the loose cannon. He was just a strange dude. And I think he actually played for the Bengals for a minute. So, yeah, a lot of those guys have some actually legit badass backstories as well.
Yeah, definitely. And Cornette was on. what was the latest one? I think Terry Gordy. Yeah.
Cornette.
So, that was also a sad story because he overdosed and then he didn't quite recover from that. And so, yeah, and he quit the business and then all these stories, man. Mostly sad, but still good. Still makes for riveting TV.
Yeah. Like I said, I mean, it's one of those things. It's such a doomed industry. I mean, if you go and look at the stats and the life expectancy of a professional wrestler, it's not very long. Those guys put themselves through hell, tragedy. And that's a grind of a schedule too, man. I mean, I know it's not as bad nowadays, apparently, just from what I've read, as it was at one time. But, I mean, they're traveling 300-something days a year. I mean, at that point, why even have a fucking house? Unless you're just renting it out to somebody. You're on the road so goddamn much.
Oh, some of them had families and stuff, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think with WWF, it was 300 days a year. And then a reason a lot of those guys went to WCW, like Nash and them, is I think it was half the time, and they got more money or something like that.
So. Yeah.
Nash, man, he was pretty cool, too. That fool was huge. He was 6'10 or something. God.
Motherfucker big.
Big old dudes, man. Jesus Christ.
Get a fist fight with him.
Man, this little shit turd's bigger than me. God damn. I'm some big old balls, man.
I saw Nash at the Atlanta airport years ago through the crowd, man. You couldn't miss him. I mean, that motherfucker was huge. And, I mean, he was walking through and he had his arm up almost like he was pushing his way through the crowd. I'm sure hurrying for a plane here at the airport. So, who makes sense? Dude, that, I mean, he was monster. Big old boy.
Kick yeah, man.
What, motherfucker? I'm trying to be funny or some shit.
That'd be a good fight.
Oh, yeah.
I'm taking him down, yeah.
That may be the only thing you could do, just like charge at his legs. I'm trying to fucking chop block his ass.
He did.
Oh!
This looks good.
Not the face, not the face.
Watch, I might be doing these.
Oh, man.
This should be funny.
Well, glad we got a little break in there, because, you know. And so did you miss the wife and the kid?
Oh, yeah. You know what? You know, people all act hard and stuff, man. I'm not going to do all that. Yeah, missed them. You know, it is nice. There's no, absolutely not going to also play too soft either. It's nice to have a couple of days to just kind of decompress solo. So, But man, 2 weeks is a long time for work stuff. A week would have been good. I think I could have enjoyed it more. 2 weeks, that second week was a grind. Hard to get through it.
So now you're ready to go for a while.
Ready to go for a while. I don't think I have any travel planned on deck, except, you know, obviously personal stuff that we're going to. But for work, man, I should be good to go.
Man, so just chilling at the house, doing claims. Is that what you do, claims?
Yeah, that's what I do. Handle them claim files and be doing it all virtually and stuff. So it should be nice, man. I've been trying to make myself, because we don't really have a schedule. I mean, we do kind of a be available schedule, but there's not really a, you know, you have to be at a computer. I couldn't do that virtually. I've got a buddy that they monitor his computer, mouse clicks or whatever. I couldn't do that. I mean, if you're paying me, you trust me. If I'm getting my work done, man, if I can do it one day in 4 hours and I got my phone on me and I'm available, hey, it's what it is. Because sometimes, you know, you'd be working 10, 12 hours. So I do like that flexibility, but yeah, we'll see how it goes. I think it'll be pretty good, though.
Schwanger. Bang. Yeah, so I did go out a few places. I've been hitting the bars up a little bit just to kind of get out a little more.
Yeah.
You ever eat any lamb?
I have. It's been a while, but it's pretty good.
Like a lamb shank.
Yeah. What'd you have? Was that what you had? A lamb shank?
No, I was thinking of getting it, but I didn't. So I was like, I did have the pork schnitzel. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
And they changed the menu over at Fonhaw again. Mm. So, you know, they do a seasonal deal. So, there's a couple of things on there.
They got a spring mix on the side or something like that.
The lamb shank is new. I think there's... What else? A couple other things I forgot already. Yeah, but fuck, man. God, I love that place.
Yeah.
I love that place, man.
I like the escargot, yeah.
I know, you fancy. They have this thing called steak tartare there. It's basically like raw ground beef. And you like spread it on bread. I never had it, but I'm like, man, I don't know. That's kind of...
I had a tartare one time.
Steak tartare.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of it. It was too, like cold. Just didn't taste it. Oh no, well, it wasn't my
favorite. Yeah, it's like fucking raw fucking, you know.
All beef patties.
Well, yeah, that's raw ground beef. Smashed steak up. Tartare.
Yeah, it was
breaded.
It wasn't my thing.
Have you ever had escargot before?
I have not.
Is that something you would eat?
I'd try it.
It's pretty good, actually. I like it.
You get down on it regularly, like for an appetizer? Or?
I haven't lately, because usually when I do that, I just fucking, it kind of ruins my, I feel like I ate too much. But I might next time. Man, that's some good stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to get down on some dinner again soon. Maybe we'll do something in April and then try to find some places out west for the guys' trip to, we need to look at that too, see what we want to do for some restaurants and shit. Because I'd like to venture, do something nice. A little steak restaurant.
Steak 48, yeah.
We don't have one of those out here.
Steak 48.
Yeah. It's one of those fancy places like, what's that another one? Maestro?
Maestro, yeah.
And STK. But these places are all like Houston, I think Charlotte, Philadelphia, Cali.
Yeah, I went to a steakhouse up in Vermont. Shout out EB's. I think it was EB's Steakhouse. And pretty good. I had what was their special that I had? I couldn't remember it. It was basically steak that was already chopped up for you. Some cream.
You got it cooked well done, didn't you?
Well done, no way. I got that shit medium rare.
And, you did? I thought you usually get medium.
You know what? I think we talked about it before. I think a good actual medium steak is fantastic, but I think people tend to overdo it. And I think medium usually becomes medium well, and medium rare kind of falls into medium. It's a nice restaurant, so I think their medium rare tasted like a medium rare, but it was good, really good. Medium rare, medium, you can't go wrong with that.
1 to 10.
Ah, on their restaurant. You know what? 8.5.
All right.
I'll tell you, their cocktails were good. They had a maple old fashioned, and so old fashioned, but they had some, I wonder if them motherfuckers added maple syrup because of Vermont. I can't remember what the maple flavoring, but the maple hit. It was pretty good flavor. The cocktails were great. Food was good. The cream spinach side that I had was kind of, it was actually good for cream spinach, but it wasn't anything that was to write home about. And yeah, wasn't bad.
Oh, sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Then one night I actually ordered dinner from an Outback Steakhouse. Options were limited in northern New Jersey, so a couple miles away there was an Outback Steakhouse, and I just picked it up to take back to the hotel. And man, I've never seen an Outback that was not standalone. It was actually in a strip mall.
Oh,
like,
really?
Like the in unit in a strip mall. I was like, that's kind of weird. But it was actually surprisingly good. I mean, I didn't have high hopes for it. Nothing against Outback. I've been there a couple times and I've always enjoyed it. But, you know, I'm not going to say I had high hopes for the Outback at the end of a strip mall in nowhere, New Jersey. But man, honestly, it was a really good bone-in, 13-ounce bone-in ribeye. It was solid.
I haven't been to a fucking Outback in years. Did you get a blooming onion eye?
I was going to do the accent, and then I felt like I was going to fuck it up. I did not get a blooming onion. I got some asparagus. What did I get? Asparagus, some mashed potatoes, and then that 13-ounce bone-in ribeye. Man, that asparagus hit, though. That asparagus was... I'll actually say Outback's was... the cheap Outback dinner I had was comparable to the expensive dinner I had by myself.
Oh, yeah. This dude got some... when I was at Chez Fond, he had some asparagus, and it had fucking breadcrumbs on it.
Oh, damn.
Looked pretty good. And then he got some veal. That's another thing they have is veal that was on the menu. Looked pretty good.
Yeah.
And so have to get down on that next time, I think.
Yeah, nothing wrong with a little veal.
A little bit of that veal, man. Yeah, fool, yeah.
What a dude.
News time. Man, it's been a while since we've been on, so a little bit of news here for you guys, you potheads out there. This pre-roll, there's a pre-roll brand out there to pay creator $70,000 a year. The ultimate stoner dream job. Daysavers is offering what it is, who is this, Benjamin Adams is the contributor. Daysavers is offering what is called the Ultimate Stoner Dream Job, an opportunity to smoke and test out trending cannabis products, take part in an array of the cannabis industry events, and share it with the world, all while getting paid over $70,000 a year. Imagine getting paid to smoke, savor, and review a variety of ancillary pre-roll and smoking products. Daysavers is utilizing an alternative way to fill this unique creative position. They say it's a compliant, transparent smoking. Is a compliant, transparent smoking accessories brand launched by Custom Cones USA. The company releases accessories such as Philip Blunts, Smoke Timo, and other rolling paper and cone brands. So, one top book creator and event marketer will be chosen to earn $70,420 through annual bonuses, travel expenses, and other perks. Applicants will also have the chance to be selected. One of many part-time jobs, similar tasks. Content creator's role will depend on the type of content the applicant makes, as well as the state they live in. Uh, We're looking for someone that has a good grasp of social media and the general potentially content creators create themselves or has worked as a social media manager at a small or large company. That's what they're looking for. That sounds kind of cool. But you can learn about more on the website daysavers.com/ultimate-stoner-dream-job, in between the words there.
That
would be a good job for Wiss.
Yeah, great job for Wiss.
Yeah. So that sounds pretty cool.
Wiss going to work with a smile on his face.
I can't roll a joint though, yeah. I'm pretty big. I can roll a blunt though, yeah.
Well, I don't know. Go check out the link there and see what's up.
I would, but
I'd do that, man. Shit, that sounds like a pretty cool gig.
Yeah, it does. I like these little novelty style jobs.
Another weird story coming up, man. Have you heard of this shit in Pittsburgh? So, I guess it's I don't know what. It's a fucking budget deal, I guess. Obviously. Police won't be able to respond to certain crime calls between 3 a.m. and 7 a.m.
Damn.
So the Pittsburgh Bureau of Police announced it would not be staffing police stations from 3 a.m. to 7 a.m. and would not immediately to respond to some calls for service during those early morning hours. Other calls for service do not require more immediate in-person response between 7 a.m. and 3 a.m. will be routed to an enhanced telephone reporting unit to be handled the following day.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, we fucked. Oh, shit. Police calls where a suspect is present or one involving domestic disputes or someone in need of medical assistance will not be forwarded to the automated line. Pittsburgh police said in-progress emergencies will be responded to, but thefts, burglaries, and some harassment 911 calls won't get an immediate law enforcement response, according to WPXI TVI in Pittsburgh. Jesus. And looks like an additional day from work each week to focus on family, friends, or outside pursuits is key to creating a healthy workforce. Oh man, this doesn't sound good at all.
It's dumb.
Yeah, and lots of people comparing this to that movie, The Purge. I have never seen that.
Yeah, get your guns ready.
Man, I'm telling you, what the hell is going on?
You on your own.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's shitty. People, I thought about this earlier today, just about preparedness. And years ago, you know, everybody was into that prepping shit. It was kind of like those shows. There's a lot of those, you know, preppers and things like that. Those guys kind of got made fun of. I think they may have been onto something. I think the way things are going, I don't know. I think those people may have been onto something. I'm not saying you have to go out and live in the woods just yet, but man, police aren't responding to calls. And usually if something takes place in a big city, some other places are going to start picking that shit up too. You know it.
So, yeah. I just don't think this is going to go well though.
No, not at all. The people that are bad, shitty people know what they're going to do.
Oh yeah. They're going to take advantage of it.
Oh yeah. 3 to 7, man. They're going to get on the bullshit.
Yeah. That, that's crazy.
Yeah, this is a wacky world we're living in. People need to really focus on taking care of themselves and, preparing yourself for the worst because, I mean, it's going to come. And I know a lot of people always say that, you know, well, this generation, blah, 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 blah. Man, dude, this generation ain't, these dudes ain't doing shit.
Yeah. It's a sad state of events. I don't know, man. If the shit did fall off for real, I mean, it's gonna be fucked. Like, I just put a bullet in my head, because what are you gonna do if the fucking grid goes down and everything's gone, you can't use your cards? Man. You would actually, even with, you know, you'd have to go somewhere with animals to hunt and shit, and you and your family ain't gonna last that long.
Yeah, unless you planned and prepped, man. And like I said, that's what I'm saying. I think some of those people had their shit planned out right, man. We'd have to, man, before we start just offing each other, let's just go to the field and hang out and just see what we can do down there.
Yeah, sorry, not a bad idea.
Yeah, that'll be the meeting spot. So if it ever goes down and you can't get a hold of anybody, man, just drive out that ways and shit. I'll even tell Big Mustard and everybody.
Hell yeah, dude. Geesh. I had to make a homestead and mine a militia.
Man, if shit, wouldn't be a bad spot to do it. You get the little creek right there and stuff. I don't know, though. The only thing, man, you know, the interstate's right there. So if we've got a fire going at night, the bandits on the interstate will see us.
Man, we'll have to sleep in shifts.
We'll get Wiss up from Florida to come help with us.
I'll bring my ammo boxes, yeah.
Hey, there's no ammo. It's a bunch of weed.
And my stash of L.A. Licks.
Oh, man.
We're getting cannibalized.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
That would be a funny... We need to write a short story about that happening, where we have to fall off the grid. Yeah, have you ever seen the movie The Road?
I have not.
It's a dark, depressing-ass movie, so highly recommend it on a gloomy day if you want to feel like shit about the end of the world. It goes into that. It was a book by Cormac McCarthy. Shout out to him. Also wrote No Country for Old Men, another great movie and book. But yeah, it talks about, you know, a cataclysmic event happens. Doesn't say what, but it's kind of hinted it was like a super volcano or an asteroid strike, and grid goes down, and there's just a couple of survivors out there, and it follows a father and his son, you know, pushing their cart around the world and or around the country and stuff, and hiding from cannibals. Man, it's pretty grim, but it's a good depiction. It really is. So I don't know. Yeah, that would be probably my go-to first. Try to homestead it up a little bit somewhere, get with like-minded people and people we knew, and, you know, living like the 1800s again.
Oh, man. Well, it's going to happen at some point, because that's how it always goes. So.
Yeah.
With the shifting of the poles, I think. And that's supposed to cause a cataclysmic event.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. So, man, I'm ready for it. I wish the goddamn meteorite would come tomorrow and just wipe us out. It's fucking stupid the way shit's going. Because yeah, if a certain president doesn't win this fucking election, we're fucked. So if Trump doesn't win, man, we're done.
Yeah, and so, I'm a person that never thought I would say that either, but I'm not that I was against him. I never was. I was, but I just you don't see how bad it really is. So yeah, all you people that want to live off other people's bullshit, if all that shit happens, you can't sit there and suck off the government's teat when there's not a fucking government. So good luck with your fat asses.
Yeah, sorry ass motherfuckers.
Yeah.
So sorry, I don't know. Yeah. Swack, man. Just this goddamn new generations. I don't know. Just some of these people. It's just like a minute minority too, man, that's like pushing all this shit. Like,
oh yeah.
I feel like 80% of people is just like, don't want to hear that shit.
Yeah, I don't want to hear the bullshit.
I had a story of a guy that had an ingrown hair on his groin, turned almost deadly. He went into a coma with only a 4% survival chance. So I think this guy was shaving his balls or something, and he was trying to remove an ingrown hair. And he slipped into a fucking coma. So I guess it got infected. It called it like sepsis.
Really?
Yeah. And Lenny, he was on a, like, life support. Yeah, he contracted a rare bacterial infection, resulting in severe sepsis and organ failure. He was bleeding internally from somewhere. Oh, man. That is fucked up. They also battled influenza A, double pneumonia, and acute respiratory distress syndrome.
God damn.
Despite grim prognosis, his name was something Spinelli, entered a 3-week coma followed by open heart surgery and intensive care measures. Oh, man. So there is a GoFundMe campaign. I'm sure you can find it. Stephen Spinelli. So now I thought he came out of this thing. It doesn't say on this, but I was reading somewhere else. But yeah. So they are saying they don't know if he's gonna pull through, but I thought I saw where he came out of it. Anyway, that's fucked up, man.
That's really
sheesh.
Sorry, Stephen Spinelli.
Shaving your balls, and the next thing you know, you're hugging in a coma.
Man, but that sounds like, oh, I don't know. I have a lot of questions about that.
Yeah, man. Maybe had a dirty blade or I don't know.
Yeah, or just didn't like do it in the shower or something. Something weird about that, man. I mean, I'm not, you know, I hope nothing but the best for him and shit, but something doesn't add up there.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Yeah, well, Godspeed to you, sir. We're rooting for your recovery over here.
Yeah, we are rooting for you, Steven. Don't give up. Don't give up. Man.
After 2 weeks, we got depressing tonight. Dude's dying, shaving their balls, the world's ending.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need some good news.
I do need some good news, man. I don't know. Not a lot of good news out there. Well, I don't know what to say. There's really no other good news out there. Video game wise, Margot Robbie looks like she's going to be in a film about The Sims.
Hmm.
Remember The Sims? Didn't you used to play that a lot?
I got down on that for a little bit. I remember it was such a unique game and everything that a buddy and I had talked about years before, where you're just kind of like controlling like daily life. And so I remember when it first came out, I went to Kmart and bought it. I don't know how I had money because I was in high school. But I bought it, and I remember skipping school. I was so addicted to it for the first weekend. I remember telling my mom I was sick. I think I got it on a Thursday night, told her I was sick Friday, and just stayed in my room and played The Sims all weekend. And good times. It was a cool game. But yeah, it was one of those games to me that it's so cool on the front end, but after a while, it just wasn't for me. But it was a cool game, though.
Oh, yeah. I never really got into it.
No, not at all.
No, not really.
Yeah, I thought it had its moments. I mean, again, not my favorite thing, not my favorite game in the world, but it was pretty cool.
Looks like we got Caitlin Clark in the Iowa, what are they, the Hawkeyes? Hawks? Looks like they beat West Virginia 64-54. If any of you guys are into women's basketball, it's actually been a lot better than it has been. Last year was pretty compelling. I haven't watched too much this year. Just whatever they're talking about on the radio. LSU's kind of interesting.
Yeah. Did you fill out a bracket this year for March Madness?
I did not. Did you?
No, I didn't even think about it. I don't get into basketball. I even spoke with a buddy of mine yesterday, and you know, we're talking about Alabama being in the Sweet 16. And you know, I will self admit I am a just completely a bandwagon Bama basketball fan. I'll watch it right now, and I'll probably just even have it on the background just because Alabama's in it and it's Sweet 16. But I have no problem admitting that I've never cared about the basketball program unless they're doing really good. Now, I've watched Alabama baseball before and obviously love the football, but yeah, I've never been a basketball fan besides a little bit of the 90s when it was, you know, really hot and lots of players that were pretty cool on there.
Oh yeah. It was some 90s was a lot better in the NBA, I think.
Yeah.
With Jordan, and you had Barkley and all these other characters like Rodman.
Yeah. Larry Bird here and there. That was towards the end of. Yeah. So, yeah, I think the 90s were better for just about every fucking thing in the world.
That is a valid point, my friend.
God damn it. I know I'm getting old.
Happens to the best of us, but yeah, it's just like a lot of shit now. It's not as compelling, I feel like, as it was back in the day.
No. Yeah, I could get into it. I think you had more. Well, it's like the end of baseball, the end of the decade, when you had Sosa and McGuire and their home run battle. Then Bond stepped on the scene. Yeah, that was fun. It was fun watching. It was good television. You know, sports actually meant something, it felt like, back then. Now, nobody really cares anymore. Do they care? Yeah. But again, I was talking to my friend yesterday. We were talking about college football, and you know, the way it's going, you know, we're losing a tick of interest, not enough to deter us from watching it. But man, when these news reports pop up about NIL shit, man, I don't care. It's almost like disgusting to even see that kind of shit. So corporations and all the marketing and all the bullshit behind it is starting to ruin it. All the money and greed, goddamn.
Yeah, that's usually what happens.
Well, great way to start your week, guys. I'm glad we could put you.
What the fuck happened?
Depress everybody.
Well, you'll never know what you get on the show, folks. What do you think about the show, Tybo Taney? Think he's betting or?
Now, what is this? You're gonna have to.
So his interpreter, they said they stole a bunch of money from him. Right, his interpreter.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
There's a bunch of investigations going on with the IRS and the MLB. That's right. But his teammates say he speaks perfect English and he doesn't need an interpreter.
He'd be playing games. So
there's speculation that he's been making bets on behalf of him. Oh, man. That's crazy shit. And if so, I guess he would be banned from the sport.
I don't see why anybody gives a fuck if athletes bet on themselves or do whatever. I mean, I guess they could influence the game, and that's the biggest question. Being banned from the sport's fucking ridiculous. Also, too, betting when you have that much money, to me, is just bizarre and stupid. But he's also from a culture that, you know, there's a lot of gambling that goes on. I was overseas before I saw it. Nothing wrong with that, but... I think there's, you know, before we flip our shit on him, you know, and pull the Pete Rose, you know, see what the hell happens. But, man, who gives a shit? I guess, like, on both sides, one, I don't care if they bet. Two, I mean, yeah, if they use their position, obviously, to influence that bet, then that's obviously wrong. But, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. But I also just don't see the point when you make that much fucking money, why you would even need to bet anyway, so.
That's true. That is true, man. The thrill, you know?
Yeah, Michael Jordan's a notorious better.
Charles gambler. Barkley.
Yeah. And I mean, if you've got that money, I mean, you're not. I guess you're not really having to worry about losing it, but it's kind of a thrill to gain more. I don't understand. I think I could think of plenty of other shit to do than gamble away money if I already had a lot of it. But yeah, I guess we'll see, man. I just that's my biggest thing. I mean, you just signed a huge, phenomenal contract and you're fucking wasting time betting. Just why?
Yeah, I don't get that.
Get some hookers.
Get some hookers, man. Get some hookers. I don't know. I might have to start betting if I want to watch basketball. That's the only way that's interesting.
Yeah, I agree with that. Definitely makes it a lot more fun.
Get some juice in on it, yeah.
That might be cool.
Yeah, is the juice worth the squeeze? Yeah.
Oh. let's go ahead and go to a break, you guys, and we'll be back on the other side with a video game review and some more shit.
Jeez.
So, gets you a shot. You got some whiskey to get a shot with there, J-Wig?
Ooh, I actually had some Vermont beer I brought back yesterday and a little bit of whiskey.
Vermont beer? Why don't you crack one of them bad bows open?
Ooh, I finished them yesterday. They were 8%. And
whoa!
I tied one on later in the evening. It was I was a mess. those high alcohol beer, man, it hits harder than you think.
No, it definitely does.
Got my ass, and after I had a couple of them, then I wanted a shot and shit, and I took it. I was like, oh Lord, what did I do this morning? But feeling better. Tonight's gonna be water, but you guys get you a shot. I'll cheers you with a 8-2-0. I know that's bad news, but we've already brought a bunch of bad news for you, and yeah, take us to the break, Grant Mills.
I'm gonna get some Red Dagger, yeah.
Oh, that's hardcore. Alrighty then, we shall be back. So get your stuff and stay tuned. Welcome back in. Whew. I took me a shot of Old Elk.
There you go. You like Old Elk?
It's not bad.
Yeah, we, 2 or 3 years ago, a couple buddies and I did a blind whiskey tasting, and every whiskey was good. I'm not going to say any of them was bad, but Old Elk was one of them that we had tried and revealed. I can't remember how it did on there, but I remember the funny thing. I think we had 8 bottles, maybe something like that. I think the second cheapest bottle was the best one. Everybody thought or whatever. I think Old Elk performed pretty well though.
Oh, but y'all liked like Club 400 or something?
Yeah, it was one of those things. It wasn't as bad as Club 400, but somebody brought a bottle that was kind of like, you know, I think we were trying to be in that 40 to 60, something like that. And, you know, I think there was a $20 bottle thrown in there. I'd have to go back and see what we did. I don't even know if I kept the notes, but yeah, it was funny. I think like the cheapest piece of shit or something like that, second cheapest something, was one that everybody was raving about. And it was like the most unexpected, but Old Elk was in there. It served admirably. So cheers to your Old Elk.
Old Elk, baby. Yeah.
I like Canadian Hunter, y'all.
Never had that. Sounds like some cheap shit.
Cool.
That's pretty good.
I might have to try that out. That's some bottom shelf shit, I think.
You're a bottom shelf, mother.
Okay.
All right.
What did you guys have for dinner tonight?
What did I have? I had barbecue chicken for dinner and potatoes and a fruit bowl. What did you have for dinner?
Steak quesadilla.
Oh.
And I might cook up some steaks later.
Did you make the quesadilla or is it something you bought?
No, I bought it from the grocery store.
Oh, hell yeah.
No, I need to make one, man, but it'd probably be better than what I bought. But
yeah, I made some a couple weeks ago. They were really good. There's a couple of secrets that my better half told me, because she made the first one. It was really good. I was surprised. One, she found where you can get the Taco Bell queso sauce. You know what?
The chicken ones?
Yeah, that's in the quesadillas.
Is it the same shit for real?
Yeah, it tastes just like it, man. It's so good. And obviously, I don't I put a little bit less on there because I don't want all the extra calories. But, man, it hits just the same. So, yeah, you can buy it at the grocery store. And it's the Taco Bell brand quesadilla sauce, the queso, whatever they have. And what was the other tip? She had told me something else. Oh, yeah. If you are getting the cheese, instead of actually getting a bag of shredded bullshit cheese, actually get like a cheese block, shred it yourself. And then melt it. I will say it made a world of difference because it tasted better than the Taco Bell ones. Shit was delicious as hell. I like a quesadilla. Big fan.
Me too, man. Rojo's got a good quesadilla.
God, I need to come down there and meet up with you and get some food down there soon.
You ought to, you pussy.
Thank you. I will.
They got some good stuff. So they actually got a new item on the menu, Tinga tacos. And it's like a grilled chicken with this, is it shredded? It's like the stewed chicken. It's juicy. Mm. It's grilled. It's really good. And I put a little ranch sauce on it, and I substitute tater tots and ranch for rice and beans. I substitute rice and beans. Goddamn it. Instead of rice and beans, tater tots and ranch. So, That's what I've been getting the last time I got that. And then, so usually I get a chicken quesadilla or Tinga tacos. Good. They got a good grilled chicken tacos. And fried chicken tacos are pretty good too.
Yeah, that sounds good as hell.
Yeah. You got to know what to get there. But it's mostly all good. There are a couple of items that I don't. Yeah. The burger is okay, but I can do a fucking burger better than anybody, I feel. So I don't. Unless I'm going to a place like Jack Brown's or somewhere that's a like craft burger place, I'm not going to order a burger at Chez Fonfon or say Rojo or somewhere like that. Because they're just not, they can't do it any better than me.
I like that confidence. Yeah, we need to try to get down on a little grill out or something in April if the weather's nice. I thought about that yesterday when I was getting hammered. And it would be fun, though. You know, we usually wait till football season, man. Spring's just as good as any time. Bust out a couple of grills and shit. Break some bread with the homies.
When does the UFL start? Is it before April?
God, yeah, it should be this month. I believe it is. I think Birmingham's home games begin in April, but I know the UFL is starting soon. I might have to try to get into it this year. I say it in 6 weeks in. I didn't watch that shit.
Well, you know, we'll be doing picks, so.
Yeah, be fun.
You know the deal.
But y'all love the
whisk cream is for real. He packs the steel.
In caps we peel.
Oh, yes.
ESPN has the uniforms for all eight teams. I'm looking at them right now. Renegades is the same. Looks like they got something with the Stallions. They look the same. The Defenders looks the same. So Houston, I don't guess they're doing anything new. All these look the same as far as the uniforms go, if you're familiar with those teams that we did break down on the last podcast. Looks like everything's pretty much staying the same. From what I can see, there might be some subtle differences. Maybe Houston a little bit different. I don't know. I can't remember. I know the Renegades looks the same, and Beham also looks the same to me, but maybe there are some differences there. But go check those out on ESPN.com in the UFL section if you want to do that. If you're a big fan of the UFL.
I think this year is going to be fun to watch the combination of the two. You know, we had talked about it. I think that's going to be awesome. So, yeah, we'll see how it goes. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we need to check out a game or two.
Yeah, let's get down for sure. Oh, for sure, for sure.
Did you go to Monster Jam this past weekend?
I did not. I know we had a friend that went. Hami Toe.
God damn it.
He had gone. Yeah, I
bar had went. Then there was like, you want to go, man? I was like, nah, because I don't. I felt like I was honing in on their shit if I did. And then also, I'm already half deaf. But it might be might have been pretty cool. It sounded like it was pretty cool, but
yeah, it seemed like it wasn't too bad. I actually, when I was flying back in, I saw the stadium and I saw it all muddied up inside there. I was like, what the fuck have they got going on? I forgot it was a Monster Jam. So cool stuff.
Monster Jam. Check out Dre Digger and Bigfoot.
Grave Digger.
I thought he had retired, but maybe they brought him back out of retirement.
Man, I wonder if people just keep buying and reselling the name and the likeness to Grave Digger. You think that's what it is?
Probably.
Yeah, I don't think there's like anybody. I don't know. I don't think there's anybody there that's like the one Grave Digger has been there all these years and shit. Maybe I'm wrong, but I just can't see that.
Oh no, I'm sure it's another driver or whatever.
Yeah, he probably bought it or bought the rights to do it or some shit.
That'd be cool to like drive one of those bad boys.
Shit, wouldn't be bad. Be a cool little thing to do.
Yeah, why don't you get down on that?
Man, I'd be too old to be starting all that shit.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. It'd be kind of cool, though, man, driving that big ass truck. I mean, it used to be fun. I remember, gosh, back in the 90s, I know everybody gets probably tired of us going down this path, but turn on, like, TNN late at night and watch monster trucks, and you'd see, like, Bigfoot and Gravedigger. Then there was a couple other ones. I think they had, like, Hercules or some shit. And, oh, yeah. You know, like the Brahma Bull, something like that. It was fun watching all that shit. And then they'd turn over and stuff, and everybody's, like, cheering and shit. I don't know. Good times back in the day.
Lightbright in the building. How's it going, Lightbright? Oh, man, been a while.
Been a minute. Welcome, Lightbright.
You still working at the restaurant there? Oh, nope, no. So it's where are you at now? Oh my gosh. All right, taking care of mother. Well, I hope everything's good with her.
Yeah, shout out. Hope everything is
well. Hope she's recovered. That's scary. Scary stuff. So, best wishes out.
Always to one of our favorites here on the show. Our favorite, I'll go ahead and say.
Yeah, sure. At the gun club. Okay, I didn't know you worked at the gun club there. Nice. Nice.
Hell yeah, that's cool as hell. And private bartending. Man, that's what we need to get down on. Let's just start that hustle up on the sides.
Oh, okay. That is a good hustle.
Yeah. We can outfit your car with our...
What about one of those bicycle buses, like at the bar on the inside?
Man, you actually got to do work and pedal those things and shit. I did that one time. I was like, oh, damn, you actually got to put in some effort.
Yeah. It seems like it might be kind of cool, though.
Yeah, I'd be down with some kind of hustle like that. Something fun, at least, right?
Yeah, there you go. Let's get into this game review. Alright, since it's been a minute, I've got a chance to play a few games. This one is called Hunt Down, and it's a Nintendo Switch. It's a 2020 run-and-gun video game developed by Easy Trigger and published by Coffee Stain Publishing. It was released for Microsoft Windows, Mac OS, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Nintendo Switch in May 2020. The game was later ported to Android and iOS in May 2021. This is like a 2D scroller, kind of like, you remember Rolling Thunder?
Yeah, I think I do.
That was a cool-ass game, Rolling Thunder. So, it definitely reminds me of that. They did a good job with, like, kind of making it vintage. Well, it's a very vintage-feeling game. The player character can choose between one of three characters, Anaconda. John Sawyer. Anaconda is a human mercenary. John Sawyer is a cyborg of over 150 years old. And Mo-Man, a robot droid akin to the Terminator. The player must guide the chosen character across straight levels, where the player will encounter enemies that serve as obstacles to the player and must reach the end of the level. Across some level, suitcases known as stashes can be found and collected, which influence the final score. Some can be found in specific areas, while others will be carried by enemy couriers and must be pursued and eliminated before they can escape. Enemies encountered utilize all sorts of weaponry, including improvised ones such as hockey sticks, baseball bats, and motorcycles, which cause damage to the player. Several enemies, when they fall, can drop these weapons, which the player can pick up and beat ass with. This also applies to throwing objects such as hand grenades and Molotov cocktails, which are limited in contrast to the player's primary throwing weapons. Tomahawk axe for Anaconda, a boomerang for John Sawyer, and throwing knives for the Mo-Man. The player can take damage and die if its health bar is empty, which can be healed by passing through determined checkpoints at the level of picking up medicine in the form of medical kits or painkiller bottles. The player can also fall in specific pitfalls and die as well. While the player can die and return almost infinitely, not dying ever on a level also counts towards the final score. all levels, culminating in an encounter with a boss depicted as a bounty at the end of the level, which the player must defeat to finish that level. Several bosses are typically divided into two levels, armored and unarmored, which the armored health bar colored silver must be depleted before the player can actually cause damage. This also applies to some enemies throughout the levels. Yeah, so this is, they actually did a good job with it, because normally some of these games that try to be are following like the vintage 8-bit scheme, if you will, don't do too well. But this one did well. I like it. I found myself playing it. Like I said, I like the game Rolling Thunder. I used to play the hell out of that game, because there was an arcade version, and then like they it had a port on it. So, yeah, I would definitely recommend getting this. I downloaded it on the Switch. I'm gonna give it a 3.5. It's pretty good.
Definitely recommend it. So you seem like you had a good time with it.
I did, man. It was pretty fun. Pretty good. I actually played it for a while. I have a character on there. The boss I was just fine. I can't get past his ass. He's like, they did a fucking like Macho Man reference on it, because he's like, oh, yeah. He's like jumping around. You're in like a cage. So that's kind of cool.
Macho Man.
Shout out to, rest in peace to Macho Man. That was a pretty cool vintage wrestling reference there. But yeah, definitely recommend that game. So go out and get it. I don't think it's that much. It was like maybe $20 or so.
Gee.
So not a bad price point as well. So check that out if you're into gaming like we are here.
Yeah.
Man, another week is upon us. Ha, ha, ha. What you got going on this week, my friend? Just lots of work, huh?
Lots of work. I've been building a shed in my backyard, so that's been a project I've been working on the past couple of months. But over the weekend, I actually started framing it, and probably, you know, just over the course of a couple of paychecks, finishing that, give me some much-needed space back in my garage, and work this week. I think we're going to have a nasty weather week. Is that right? Is it rainy this week? It's already pretty windy as shit outside.
I think you're right.
Yeah, so, you know, but it's brighter. I think the spring is here. We have, I'm done with my work trip. We'll be in April next week. And then after that, at the end of May, we have a trip. And then it's summer. We've got UFL coming up. We'll have college ball. Man, really, less than blah, 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 where are we at? You know, 5 months from now? Yeah, kind of. So I think we're at the peak of the year right now. This is where it all the fun stuff slowly begins. Out of the misery of the winter, if we can get past the rough next 6-7 weeks, make sure there's no bad weather outbreaks. My favorite time of year. Love it. Get it started. Besides the fall.
Light Bright, what do you got going on this week? Weekend in the chat. I don't know if she's on the chat, but maybe she hails me. Hail.
She in the chat line still?
Yeah, it's got her on the listening. She says she doesn't know. She's keeping it open. I hear you.
Keeping the plans
the same
open.
Way. Yeah. Usually when you plan stuff, it doesn't work out too good.
Yeah, Grant Mills, anything exciting this week as we're bouncing back into the podcast here?
I don't know. I might try to get out and do some things. We'll see. I need to, man. You know, they're building a new restaurant like right by the house, like in walking distance. I guess it's supposed to be some kind of expensive restaurant, but I'm just hoping it's not going to fuck up parking down here, because it's already fucked up. So
it's already. You don't have like a specific space, right? You just park on the street. Is that right?
I do have one in the back, but
you do.
Okay. Yeah, I don't ever park there. A shit got busted into one time, but they didn't have any lights back there, and it was pitch fucking black dark. Several people's windows got busted out, and I was one of them, so.
Oh, gotta be pissed.
I haven't parked back there since. I'm hoping what they'll do is have, like, a valet that, like, will run into one of these churches parking lots around here or something. There is a parking lot they have it there, but it's not that big, so I don't know. I'm not sure about capacity or, you know, that kind of shit with it. So I guess we'll see. if it'll even last. They've had a couple of places over there that didn't last. One's Good Eats, and that place was good, man. The only thing about it, it was one of those scratch to, like they make everything from scratch.
Right.
So you're in there waiting for like at least 30 or 40 minutes. Yeah, yeah. It's really good, but like, man, who the hell has that? You know, like people don't want to do that.
No, I don't have that kind of time. You know, I think that's one thing I like working at home, or at least having a flexible job. You know, that was fun back when I worked on 280 back in the day because they had all the restaurants. But man, I could never really get out to lunch. I'd have to go to like an early dinner after work and stuff like that. I don't know. And it's something like you're talking about there, you know, 30-minute wait. Man, I can appreciate that if I'm out somewhere one day with the guys or something trying to grab something that's real good. I get down, but for just normal everyday shit.
It'd probably be longer than that if you got 3 or 4 people. I mean, I don't know. Whew. I guess it depends on what you get. But, yeah, that's like, cause since they make it from, like, fucking scratch, it takes extra long. But
right.
So, that's, they boarded it up. Because Duke Buildings right there, what they really need to do is put, like, a pizza joint right there and a bar. But I don't know about the bar. Maybe, but, or something. Because it used to be a convenience store right there. And then the other place, which was, I don't even know what it was, but it was the eating place that got shut down. But before that, I don't know what it was. So it was like 2 buildings. But I think a pizza joint might do all right. You know,
since pizza always does
pretty fast. That's a pretty fast turn.
Yeah, pizza always does pretty solid. If I ever were to open a restaurant, pizza and beer would be my go-to.
Yeah, that's not bad. So maybe specialty pizza.
Yeah,
I need to do some spring cleaning and a woodworking project. I need to do some more manly shit, man. I don't know. I feel like I'm just not doing enough manly shit. I need to go like learn about like woodworking or hunting animals.
Yeah, go to the gun range or something like that. Archery would be cool. You can come over and help me finish framing the shed.
There you go, man. I'd do that.
Yeah, it's actually not bad. I mean, it's kind of fun to cut it up.
You already have a shed. Like, what are you doing with this one?
Yeah, we inherited a shed. I say inherited jokingly. When we moved into this house, we actually did not want it because it was like one of those Rubbermaid plastic ones. And for some reason, the previous owners put it right in the middle of the fucking backyard. And it made no sense because we have a small backyard. So we had to move it down that little slope area. That one has just a bunch of bullshit in there that we're never going to, I mean, like my wheelbarrow and, I'll put it like this. The one that I'm building is closer to the house right behind the fence. It's going to be more of an overflow for the garage. So the nice shit, you know, maybe some tools, tool bags, chargers, things like that will go out there. I can lock it, but I'll have a little bit easier access. The little shed down on that slope, that's kind of just shitty, falling apart, whatever the hell they had, that's gonna be kind of the dirty big stuff, the wheelbarrow, probably my lawnmower, things like that.
I got some dirty big stuff. Yeah,
Lord
Jesus. Axe throwing, huh? So she says they have some archery and axe throwing at the Glum. You ever done any axe throwing?
I've done it. Yeah, did it one time. That would be fun. We should. Yeah, God. I was just about to say we should set that up down for the field hangout. But man, that's a terrible idea while we're drinking.
Oh God! Is that an axe to the head?
Oh God! Sounds like a good way to get an ambulance call.
Oh man, that would not be off the heaze.
Yeah, that it would be fun though. I'm with you. I think we need more timeouts, you know, time to get out, I should say. I think I'm with you too, man. I need to do more manly shit. I mean, building this is fun, but I mean, I would want to do something that I'm more interested in. Man, if you ever want to though, get down to the gym, come up there with me, do 1 or 2 days a week. We should get the whole squad up there. All those young fuckers do that and hang out and shit. Man, we ought to just do it.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, it's fun shit. Anytime, man.
Well, let's hunt deer.
I wanted to give that a try this year. You know, my uncle has a hunting camp. We should go down there one weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, at least shoot guns.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, down in Fort Deposit, Alabama.
Fort Deposit Dam, boy.
That's exactly what it's like down there.
Where the hell is that?
South of Montgomery, off of 65. Kind of down there by Selma, south of Selma.
Oh, okay, that's out there.
It's it's fucking out there. Shit, whack. but man. Yeah, I mean, it's 1,700 acres. You might like it.
Be cool.
Yeah,
it might not be too bad. I like venison, man. It's good. That's some good stuff.
Yeah, I thought about it this year. Right. Yeah, I thought it'd be fun to get into to hunting again. And I looked at public land hunting, where you can go out on the public lands and do it. You got to get your permits, all that shit in order. I have a real big attraction to hunting somewhere out west, like the bighorn sheep. Something like that, I think, would be really cool. But shit, man, while we're down here in the south learning that, I think fishing would be fun. We got rent a boat one weekend.
Oh yeah, that's not bad. I never got into fishing. I need to get into that.
Yeah, I like fishing. I'm a big fan of when I go, I love it. I have all the fishing shit. I liked going from the Gulf when we go down there. But fishing's fun because if everybody chips in on a boat, there's several lakes that'll, you know, rent a pontoon boat. Our friend Duck, his dad has a pontoon boat right on the lake. Have you ever been there? It's a little place,
I don't think so.
Tiny little place. I haven't been in years, but pretty cool. They got a, his dad, Delani, has a pontoon boat. And he told me last time I saw him, he's begging people to come out there and use it. Nobody comes out there as much anymore. I'm like, shit, we'll come out there.
Hell yeah.
Oh shit, the water marshal got us.
Lightbright says she's got some hogs out there on the family's ranch. You know, that would be, do they have any hogs out there at the hunting camp? Rabbit hogs?
Oh yeah, the big feral hogs. Is that what Lightbright's talking about? Yeah,
is that good eating?
I don't think so. Lightbright, you may know better than me. I have never tried it. I know. I don't know. I know they have killed a bunch down there, and they've donated them to the local whatever, the guy that's over there chopping it up and shit. I guess they cook it, but I haven't tried it myself. Yeah, negative.
just said negative. Yeah. Negative. Damn, that sucks, man. Because if you got like one of the, like a piece of land that's overrun with hogs, man. Could like make some money, I would feel, but hell, if it ain't edible, then I don't know. You know, I guess you can't do anything unless you're gonna make some kind of like pig skin products, maybe. Yeah. I don't know how you could utilize one of those rabid warthogs.
Oh god, yeah, it'd be tasting like pork soaked in vinegar.
Oh, oh, jeez, that's brutal.
Yeah, it's nasty. That was my understanding, that it was not very good. I can't remember where I heard that from, but I believe it was either my uncle or somebody that goes down there. But they did kill a ton of them, because what they would do is eat all the green fields. They'd plant all the fields out for the deer to get attracted to, and deer would start coming up there. Hogs be eating all that shit and stuff, so they had to get rid of them. Man, I saw a big-ass hog one time at the county fair. Did you see that back in the day when they had the big old hog in a trailer?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Ooh, that wind is getting on it. You hear that shit?
Yeah. I thought it was a hog.
Yeah. I thought it was my ex-wife.
Oh, man. Yeah. Wow, man. I'm disappointed that that those feral hogs ain't good eating, man.
Yeah, we can go down there and shoot them all day. I think the fishing would be a good... A good go-to. I think you'd like it. Pretty relaxed.
Frog gigging.
Man, get a...
you like frog legs?
You know what? I think I have had those one time. I cannot remember specifically. I'm pretty sure I have. So I don't want to say yay or nay, because if I have, it's been a minute.
I've never had them. I heard they were pretty good if they do them right. You know, just like fry them up like some chicken. Yeah, Lightbright said they taste like chicken, so... I guess with the right seasonings and everything, probably be pretty good.
You get down on them at Chez Fonfon?
I have never seen them on the menu, so.
Oh. Okay.
I would if they put them on there.
It seemed like something they'd get down on.
Yeah. And you've had gator before, right?
Yeah, I've had it a couple of times. Pretty good.
Is that like chicken-like too? Or?
I think so. I mean, white meat and very good. A little tough, but I've had it several times. I've always enjoyed it. I get down on that, man. I like trying a little bit. If it's meat, I'll probably give it a try for sure.
What, do they fry that or what? Grill it?
I've had it twice, and I believe I've had it mostly fried, but grilled seems like a... I can't remember where it was, though. My memory on places is pretty shitty, but I believe I've had it both ways, but I know I've had it fried tons of times. You need to do that, though. But see, fishing's one of those things, too. If you fish in the right spot, you know, who knows what you could catch, cook up, stuff like that.
Yeah, I've seen it fried, but I want to say I've had it, too, but I can't remember what it tastes like. Yeah. Almost anything fried is going to be good, you know?
Yeah, we need to go what we did last November. Me and from one of my buddy's birthdays, went down there to the Gulf, and you know, we fished from the shore. We just got a bad weather weekend. The next weekend after that in early November was fantastic. We went on a weekend when it was raining, and I mean, we booked it 5 months in advance, so it's not like you had a fucking choice on how the weather turns out. But if it was the weekend after, we would have probably called a mess of fish. And, man, we could have brought those back and cooked them. Or, you know, I always thought it'd be cool to get those little, you know, the canoes, the kayaks that they, you know, pop in the ocean and go out there and, you know, fish from there. That shit would be awesome.
That actually does sound like a fun time.
Yeah. See, I think there's plenty of stuff we need to do. And good thing about going in the off season, we had talked about this last year, it's a lot cheaper. Nobody's down there, and the weather is usually still warm, late October, early November. Like I said, we went last year. I mean, it was, I say warm, it was 60s at night, maybe 40s and 50s, but I mean, still relatively nice, and I'd rather be at the beach watching football and fishing than up here not doing that shit.
Yeah. Doesn't sound like a bad trip, my friend.
Not at all. We'll plan that. I know we've got a lot planned this week, but if we can make, or this week, the next couple of months, but if we can make it, you know, make that happen, we can do that as well.
Hell yeah. Well, let's do some fucking UFL picks before we get out of here, since the game is coming. The first game this Saturday.
It's this Saturday. Okay, yeah. Let's do some pick-ems. I actually have my trusty notebook here. Let me dust it off. I don't know why I made the noise like I'm actually blowing dust. It's like a notebook that's just sitting on the desk.
Saturday, March the 30th. Looks like we got a couple of games here on Fox. The 12 o'clock game is the Stallions and the Renegades. What do you think there, buddy?
Let's go with the Beeham Stallions, the home team.
Yeah, I'm going with the Stallions.
Birmingham Stallions, yeah.
And then the 3 o'clock game, we got the Battlehawks and the Panthers.
I'm going to go with the Battlehawks.
Yeah, that's AJ...
AJ McClendon, yeah.
Oh, fuck. Well, I don't even remember his name. That got the goddamn...
AJ McCarron.
AJ McCarron, yeah. I'm going with the Battlehawks.
I'm going with the Panthers, yeah.
All right, in the Sunday game, Defenders versus the Brahmas.
Ooh, now is this our Defenders? Is this our first cross matchup of a former USFL and XFL team? I can't remember if that is.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't remember. Defenders, I do remember they sucked last year. I'm going to go Brahmas.
I'm going to go Defenders on this one.
I'm going with the Brahmas, yeah.
All right, and these are the ESPN. Sunday is the ESPN games. The 2 o'clock game, Memphis Showboats and the Houston Roughnecks.
Let's go Showboats.
All right, I'm going to go Roughnecks.
I'm going to go Roughnecks. I mean, y'all know I'm a Roughneck, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that. All right, it looks like I guess those are the only games, so we'll have those results next week. Next week. see you guys.
And, it's football in March, so I did think it was kind of sad. I saw the Birmingham Stallions had their promotion, and Slade Bolden, former Alabama wide receiver, man, they had him on one of the posters, you know, like Slade Bolden, Alabama wide receiver now with the Birmingham Stallions. Man, they waved him 2 days later.
Oh, shit. Damn.
I was like, ooh, ouch.
Yowza. Yowzy. Oh, man.
That's show business, baby.
Hey, it happens, man.
Yeah, shit happens.
Shit happened. I wonder, did he get picked up by anybody?
I haven't seen it yet. I checked it last night, but at the time that I had saw it, he had not.
Oh, damn.
I'm pulling for him, though, man.
Yeah, man, me too. You know, maybe he'll make it back into the league.
Yeah, he was a really good possession wide receiver, man. I mean, good hands, good out on the flats. I mean, good for a couple of yards here and there. Reliable. He seemed like a Belichick would have loved him with the Patriots. A white guy, possession wide receiver guy, perfect.
I don't think old Bill Belly's got a job yet.
No, not yet. It might be a sunset on him now.
You think so? You think he's going to ride off into the sunset?
I could see it. I could see it. I mean,
yeah, I guess it's about that time. I think at the most, like we said on the last show, maybe got maybe 5 years left.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah. I mean, how long are you going to keep pushing? If nobody's hiring you, are you going to keep? And also, too, do you want to go down? I mean, do you want to take a coordinator job? Do you want to go down to, you know, college or something like that? Which is not necessarily down, but if you're at the NFL and you were considered the best for the longest, you know, most people just don't want to do that. They look at it going backwards, and I don't blame them. I mean, I probably wouldn't want to either, but also you risk kind of, I hate saying tainting your legacy, but you kind of do. I mean, he went off. I mean, wasn't the best, but I mean, he's remembered for, you know, being the best at what he did in his kind of category. Man, if you go and do something else, say college for, you know, North Arkansas, something like that, and then you just have really shitty seasons, it's just not the way to end it.
Well, he also had Tom Brady, Tom fucking Brady, so.
He did, man, but I, you know, I've seen that. I think they benefited from each other. I mean, one, they were good together. I think that just was it. I mean, you know, you can argue Tom Brady went to Tampa Bay and did just as good, and it's true, but, I mean.
He fucked over Mac Jones, man, putting that fucking Matt Patricia as OC. The guy was been a DC his whole time in the league. And he switch him to OC? I don't make no damn sense.
Yeah, that does. Mac Jones, man, I don't even want to get up start on that. They clown on him. He sucks as a quarterback. Same with, like, Bryce Young. Oh, he sucks. Man, you gotta have the right personnel surrounding you in a coaching capacity and as, you know, other players, too. So if you don't have a lineman or you don't have a coach, man, you can't do your job.
Yeah, it's a lot of variables.
Yeah.
So. Especially in the NFL because you're – dealing with the cream of the crop, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So,
baby likes the cream of my crop, yeah.
That's what we didn't need to hear.
Pervert. God, pervert. Well, all right, man. The week is upon us, folks.
It's going to be a good one.
It's going to be a good week, man. So I know you don't... It's just the work week for all of us here, and...
Hey, football Saturday. That sounds good to me.
Football Saturday coming up. Wiggy, you got anything else to say or cover before we get out of here tonight?
Okay. You know what?
Anything on your mind?
I've got a good quote. We talked a little bit about the future and how it was not that great, but or not that bright. But there's a good quote by Alan Kay. He said, "The best way to predict the future is to invent it." So you can change your future today. If you want it to be bright and nice, start making those changes for yourself. Huh. Or if you want to do more manly shit, go fishing and hunting.
There you go.
Me and Baby are gonna go fishing and hunting. I'm out, yeah.
All right. Confucius say. Yeah, that's good words of wisdom, folks. Thanks for stopping by, Light Bright. My God, it's been a while since we've seen you. Love it when you come on a show.
Always.
Great friend of the show there. And, man, hope all of you guys have a great weekend coming up. I don't really, as far as words of wisdom, I don't have any. But like I said, I hope you guys have a good weekend. I know there's some crazy weather coming up in some parts of the country, so sending our best wishes out there to you all. Hit the subscribe button. Go check out the past old episodes. It's good shit. It's pretty funny. And, yeah, so be back here next week at 9:30 in the dirty. That's 9:30 Central Time. And come chill with the boys. Come
chill with the boys.
Yeah. Oh, you have a great weekend. Until then, we'll see you next time.
Yes.